Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and Rock God Rick Maxa.
Welcome back. Hour number two of Let's Talk Hookup. As you heard, Pete Gray not going to be joining us this first hour. He's taking a much-deserved trip with Lolly, having a great time over at the island. And, man, talk about a great time. We're having it here today on Let's Talk Hookup, talking about this great fishing going on a great boat, and that's the tribute. Having lots of fun. Captain Mike Pritchard joining us this morning. We're talking all things fishing, and we want to hear from you this morning. There's lots going on and lots to cover, and we want you to be a part of Let's Talk Hookup this morning. It's been a very, very busy morning on the phones. We have a perfect opportunity if you want to get through. We had a couple of calls drop during the break, so we have two open phone lines. One of them right now at toll-free line 877-792-1090. It's literally been packed since the beginning of the show and our first opportunity. 877-792-1090. And one open phone line on our local line. That's 858 area code 457-1090. One more time, 858-457-1090. Not only are Mike and I talking all kinds of fishing and info and tackle and everything else for you, also giving away such a cool prize, and we really appreciate Mike and the gang from the Tribute for donating a fantastic opportunity. One lucky caller at the end of the show today is going to go fishing on the Tribute, going on one of those great overnight trips out of C4 Sport Fishing. You're going to have your chance to check out that beautiful boat and talk to him in the beginning of the show about all the work that was done, so you're going to get to go see all the elbow grease that Mike and the crew put into that boat with the new fish holds and the new motors and new generator and damn near knew everything. Pretty darn sweet. So we really appreciate that. And with that, it's time to find out what's going on. It's time for the Catch Report, which today is sponsored in part by Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Fisherman's Processing is San Diego's finest, and that's why they're known as the Fish Pros. And once you try them, you'll be hooked. They'll fillet your fish, vacuum pack your fish, all of your specs, as well as the best smoked fish and jerky and those famous tuna burgers. Check fishermansprocessing.com for more details, or you can see them on your trip return to the San Diego Landings, and I know that I'll be on my way down there right after the show. I was able to score a nice yellowfin from Guadalupe when the RP came in, and the first thing I did was send it over to Fisherman's Processing to get that finished treatment. So we're looking forward to that. Hey, we're looking forward to find out what's biting out there. Our fishdope.com report, as always, starts off with the man, our private boater buddy, Captain Mark Wish, on the line. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Ricky. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
Great report. I was having a hard time working on my notes. I was having too much fun listening to you guys.
You're having a good time, Mark.
Yeah, so here we go with the first report of what promises to be another fine fall season. The setup is actually perfect. I mean, lots of fish. The wind machine is off for now. Good water bait conditions throughout the area. You know, with no clouds, we got some good pictures. And I was just looking at the charts, and the structure of the water right now has really improved here in the last few days. So bodes well. Start up at Catalina, still some very good opportunity for that tanker-grade yellow. There's less fish on the front than there's been, but still some, mostly that smaller stuff, more on around the back there. East End proper, Farnsworth Bank, of course, and outside West Cove there has all been good on that bigger gray yellows. Want to slow troll a big mackerel there, or fish a Rapala or a big Yozuri. The yellows love those big plugs. Just troll them at 5 or 6 knots with at least 30 pound, guys. I own a tackle store. I'd love to sell you more plugs, but come on, at least 30, 40 is better. But hang on, man. There's a lot of big fish in the area right now. At SBI, Plain saw a big school yellowtail on the Osborne about a week and a half ago. Looks like that swam into the island there. There's been some good fishing at the little island there. Both sides have been biting, and watch the closures, guys. They watch those closures, and they're watching you. At Cometti, what a story that island has been this year, and it continues with kind of a new dimension taking shape here over the last couple weeks. As, you know, quite a bit of squids moved into the island. There's squid on Desperation proper, and there's squid in the cove. I mean, I made bait in the middle of September here last weekend in Pyramid Cove, just kind of a strange setup. But those bluefin, you know, they backed off for a little bit, but they're still there, but they're really on the squid, guys. You can, like I said, you can make the bait right there on the reef and start fishing in the dark there, because some of those fish are being caught in the dark. And I just, as I mentioned, was just looking at that water chart, and the warm water has moved back over the bank there. It cooled down for a little bit. I think we're going to see a rebite on that bigger bluefin there. And then closer to home, that yellowfin's biting here. It's been biting good for a week or so now. Outside the 9 is kind of where the area starts, and the lower edge is at like the 302, 182, 181, up to the 312. Yesterday there was fish up around there. Most of that's 15 to 25-pound fish, but they're still stealthy, man. That best setup is 20-pound fluorocarbon or maybe 25 small hook, and, of course, that hot bait. It's always about bait selection and presentation, but that's fun stuff. And then got to talk to the marlin fishing. Holy cow, there's
wow,
a tremendous
right?
bite last weekend. Oh, my God. Both weekend and Monday and Tuesday for the tournament guys there midweek, we had a little breeze there. Yesterday looks like it got rolling again, but the fish scattered out a little bit more from all the way from above Catalina, outside the Farnsworth, a little dab on the east end of Catalina, but that best fishing was from just above the 43, like northeast of the bank, a couple miles to the corner to the 302. Lots and lots of marlin in that area. We got a perfect setup, guys. We got, you know, the crowds are going down, the weather stays good, tons of fish around. I seriously think y'all ought to go fishing.
Is this not the best time of the year or what, Mark?
Oh, this is the best.
I love it. Absolutely love it. Well, certainly some really good info, and you do such a great job keeping tabs. And, boy, I know this is a busy time of year for Danny and the gang at Fish Dope, because there's so much area that fish is at, as you well, you know, as we heard basically from your report. And if you want to keep in touch with what's going on, fishdope.com, I know they get great information just from guys like you, Mark, and all their network of people out there. And a great opportunity to save yourself $20 on a new subscription to fishdope.com by punching in the code HOOKUPNOW. It's all lowercase with no space. Hook up now. Going to save you $20 on a new membership to fishdope.com. And very important this time of year when there's less coverage, it's always important to have your network dialed. And when you're a member of Fish Dope, then you've got a network of guys that's fishing for sure. And, Mark, how do we get in touch with you? We want to find out all the great stuff going on over at Pacific Edge.
Ricky, we're in Huntington Beach on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger. The phone number at the store is 714-840-4262. The website, PacificEdgeTackle.com. And, hey, I got a quick question for you, buddy.
Yeah.
What was those sunglasses that you were talking about that you and Doug are liking so much?
My favorite is the Maui Jim Piahi. That's my favorite pair of shades. I like the Maui Jim Piahi with an HT lens. That's like my A number one.
Okay, got it.
Thanks. That's it. And I will say this, Mark, too. We don't talk about it nearly enough. You put a bait tank on our boat at the beginning of the year, and that thing has been so damn flawless, and we couldn't possibly be happier with it, man. I appreciate everything. And I know that there's a lot of people out there that whose bait game could be improved. And I swear, no matter how much you hear rumblings and grumblings about people with bait, good bait, bad bait, you put it inside of a really good bait system, and it's amazing the difference that it makes. We have not had any issues with bait whatsoever all year long.
That's awesome, buddy. Yeah, it was a fun project, man. People still say, boy, he's got a big tank on that boat.
That's what we're going for. Mark, appreciate a great report, as always. One more time, shoot us a phone number if somebody wants to come hook up with you at Pacific Edge.
714-840-4262.
All right, thanks.
See you guys next week.
Thanks, Mark.
Hey,
see you next week. Let's head on down to San Diego, over to C4 Sport Fishing, the home of the Tribute, and talk to Marcos. Marcos, what's going on at C4?
Good morning, guys. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Good morning.
Well, I got to say, it was a boring week. All they caught was yellowfin on three-quarter day, yellowfin on the overnight. You know, it's almost October, and I'm ready for this yellowfin fishing to be over. Just too much.
No way. How cool is that?
And, you know, about what we've been seeing the last few weeks here, very good yellowfin fishing, both on the San Diego and those three-quarter day trips. They're still doing very well on those, picking away at the yellowfin. Those overnight trips, one day is day and a half. Even those two and longer day trips are lots of yellowfin on there. And most of them are in that kind of, you know, 15 to 30-pound range, but there's definitely some days where we're seeing some bigger ones in there. A few yellowtails sneaking into the count. The half days fishing, very good rock fishing right now. Again, some bass, occasional yellowtail in the count there. About everything you want right now. I had a little bit of weather there in the middle of the week, but it looks like things are cleaning up a bit. So check the website, seaforthlanding.com. Have our half day schedule up there, our three-quarter day trips, our one days, day and a half, a few longer trips up there, and as long as you guys are interested in the fish keep biting, we're going to keep running this trip, so definitely check that out. You can give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. You can always come visit us down in person here, and, you know, if you don't want to wait in those long lines at the Pacific Islander Festival this weekend, definitely come over and get a rock cutter. It's right sweet on. It's the next best thing.
I like your style, man. Couldn't agree with you more. Marcos, how cool is it to think that here we are on the cusp of October and have just week after week after week, your report has been exactly the same. Great yellowfin fishing from a three-quarter day up to a day-and-a-half trip, and it just continues the same. And this is the time of year. We've said it multiple times throughout the show today. This is the time when the loads start to back off. You can jump on the boat. You can get on the Tribute right now and have a light load and get in on this really good fishing.
Absolutely. You know, it's like you said, the crowds kind of diminish a bit there. Yeah, sometimes it's a bit busy on the weekends, but that's, you know, what do you expect with fishing that good? You've got lots of options to get out there and get fishing. Don't put away the gear yet.
Yep, no doubt, Marcos. Great report, as always. If somebody wants to join you, go fishing out of all the great boats at C4 Sport Fishing. Make a reservation. How do we find you?
Two ways. You can check the web. Well, three ways. Check the website, c4landing.com. Give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. And I already hear the phones ringing there. Or come down and visit us in person.
You know, and I will say one time, too, this is the time of year when the transition during the week, it really starts to happen where reservations become important again, not just because you got to get your spot, but as the loads start to lighten up, the guys need to know that there's going to be plenty of people to get the boat going. So, you know, you get used to summertime where you know that when you go to C4, there's going to be a ride for you. Well, this is the time of year where it definitely becomes important to just call Marcos, call the guys, get your reservation down, get yourself going, because it's the fall and it's midweek, and it's really important to make sure the guys know they're going to have enough people to get the boat out.
Absolutely.
Cool. Marcos, great report as always. We sure appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
I'll talk to you then, guys.
All right. Thanks a lot, Marcos. That's going to wrap up our catch report today. Still waiting to hear from Rick Jensen with our Northern Baja report. So, indeed, this is going to be sponsored by Dana Landing on Mission Bay, your one-stop shop for everything you need to go fishing. They have a complete saltwater tackle shop, a full deli. They have Mexican and California licenses, offer those trips and six-pack charters. And when it comes to freshwater tackle, check out East County Bait and Tackle, full of all the freshwater tackle and live bait that you need for a great day in the lake. Dana Landing is right across from SeaWorld, next to the Dana Lawn Tramp in Mission Bay. At East County Bait and Tackle, they're at the end of the 67 freeway at Mapleview and Lakeside. Check out danalanding.com for more info. And I will say for all those guys that were anticipating the San Vicente big opener, I got lucky enough to get out there on the opening day on Thursday, thanks to my really good buddy Brent Kearney for giving me a ride, and he and I had just an awesome day. 8 years San Vicente Reservoir was closed, with the anticipation being so high, everybody thought that it was just going to be the most wide-open fishing ever, and I don't think that it was possible to live up to the potential that everybody had for it. The hype was so high that you just couldn't imagine it could have ever lived up, and it not only did that, it exceeded. I think San Vicente was probably the best day of freshwater bass fishing I think I've ever had in my life. You would not believe how cool that place is right now, and East County Bait and Tackle just dialed. I know we had Ryan Escati on the radio show a couple of weeks ago. I saw him out there opening day putting on a clinic. It was the best fishing for 3 to 5 pound largemouth I've ever seen in my entire life.
Rad.
Alabama rigs with three hooks on them, and eight times we had multiple fish on the rigs. We had a five-way going at one point with only two anglers on the boat. Three fish on one Alabama rig and two fish on the other. It was just incredible fishing and a really good time. And the facility at San Vicente is amazing, too. We kept saying the same thing. They just nailed it. They totally got it right. The facility is beautiful. It's easy to use. It's rad that we have something like that in the East County of San Diego now. Huge, brand-new lawn tramp, the parking, the area. It's going to be cool for families and picnic, and the fishing is crazy. And on opening day with 150 boats, there just everything was so smooth and so well run, and they just nailed it. So a really cool opportunity if you want to get your freshwater game on. I know tickets are being sold through Ticketmaster, and they put them on sale on, I believe it's on Thursdays, but I would just call down to East County Bait and Tackle, and the guys will get you dialed in on how to get there and gear to use. But a really, really cool opportunity. Well, hey, phones are still packed up. We're going to jump right back into them. But first, we're going to talk to Lewis, who's calling us from CCA. He wanted to add a little something to the show. Good morning, Lewis.
Good morning, Rick. How's it going out there?
We're doing great, man. Having a good time, talking fishing, having fun, and getting excited. I know we've been talking about it quite a bit, but the big craft food and beer festival coming up October the 1st, the first big benefit for CCA, and yeah, everything's good.
That's right. So it's going really good. So we just want to add a ticket again over to that prize pack at the end for your callers. So just
awesome.
Giving a heads up, guys. I mean, we're down to the last batch of tickets. I got six breweries coming to this event. I mean, Carl Strauss, Ballast Point, Division 23, Mission Brewery, Helix Brewing Company, Mission, all kinds of food, guys. So don't wait too long. Go on our website, ccacalifornia.org. Click on the link and get your tickets. because I think we'll be a sellout here.
Lewis, that's awesome. Well, again, give us the details. It's October the 1st at Portuguese Hall in San Diego, which if you're not familiar, I guarantee you just about every person listening has driven right by it on your way to the San Diego launch ramp in Shelter Island, but a great spot to host a really fun event. $50 is the ticket price, and part of that $50 includes your yearly membership to CCA.
That's right, yeah. So you get your food, your beer, the one-year membership in there. We're going to have that huge raffle. All the fishing vendors really chipped in. I mean, we got tons. My house is full of gear. So, man, it's going to be a great time.
Can't wait, Lewis. Again, it's Saturday, October the 1st, Portuguese Hall. Going to be a lot of fun. If somebody wants to get a ticket, can we buy them at the door? Do we need to get them ahead of time? Are we worried about a sellout? What's the best info?
You know, the best bet to get them probably online right now, just because we are approaching close to a sellout. I think we're down to about our last 40 tickets left for the event.
Okay.
So best bet online, again, ccacalifornia.org. There's a link there. It takes you right to the Eventbrite website. You can go online, put your credit card. You get a ticket printout right on your computer. And then you just show up at the event.
Awesome. Great info, Lewis, and thank you for sweetening the pot. So not only is somebody at the end of the show going to get to go fishing aboard the Tribute, also going to have an opportunity to come join us, because I know I'll be there at the Craft Food and Beer Festival. Again, that's all going to CCA Saturday, October 1st at Portuguese Hall.
Right. Thank you.
Thanks, Lewis. Appreciate that. Thanks for sweetening the pot for us there. Christopher Montero's on the line right now, too. Good morning, Christopher.
Hey, good morning, Pete.
Hey, well, it's Rick. Pete's actually out this morning, but I know a very cool event going on right now too, and we're excited to hear about it.
Oh yeah, it's Operation Soldiers Gratitude. It's on October 10th, and we're gonna have music, beer, food, and it's gonna be a lot of fun. We're gonna have a lot of fishing tackle and different outdoor stuff, some care products for the wives and girlfriends.
Perfect. I know we talked to April. She kind of filled us in a little bit, too, in a previous week about what an amazing support just from the industry, trips and tackle and just gear and lots of fun and going to such a rad cause.
Oh, yes. It's benefiting two different organizations that have, like, They've basically helped me a lot in my recovery from when I got injured in 2012. So it's Home Smart Troops and Sentinels of Freedom Scholarship Foundation.
That's really cool. And all the benefit is going to those two organizations, which obviously you've mentioned, it helped you out personally and seen the good that they do for other soldiers that are coming home from overseas. And just what a cool way to show your support to two great places and have a great time, enjoy some great company, so much support from the fishing industry. And I know friends of yours and your dad's and just all the support that's out there. It's, again, an awesome opportunity, an awesome time, and hosted at the best place on the water to go do it at the beautiful Bali High.
Yes, really looking forward to it. Last time we had an event like this, it was pretty much to help me in my recovery. This time it's, you know, just paying it forward and helping others and giving them the opportunity to take advantage of these great organizations. And it couldn't happen without the support of the fishing community. So I would just like to say thank you to everybody that that's going to go to this and went to the last one as well.
That's awesome, Christopher. I wouldn't miss it either. I can't wait just to get to be a part of something so fun and like you say, get to BS with all your buddies and put money towards a great cause. And again, I mean, April was telling us the list of just trips and tackle and gear and raffles and everything that's going to be going on. It's going to be a really, really fun night. If you could give us the details if somebody wants to join us and exactly what's going on and where we're going to do it.
Yes, it's on October 10th at the Valley High. You can get your tickets at soldiersgratitude.org. It's all one word, soldiersgratitude. And tickets are $50, and we'll hope to see you there.
Awesome. Great. Christopher Montero, appreciate it very much. Thanks for keeping us up to date. We'll do the same, and we'll make sure that it goes off without a hitch. I know that it will. I know April and everybody's put so much hard work into it, and yourself as well, and I can't wait to be there. Looking forward to it, and we'll keep everybody up to date as the time gets closer.
All right. Thank you, Rick.
All right, Chris, appreciate it very much. Thanks a lot for that. Hey, let's jump right back into the phones. This time we're going to talk to Alex, who's calling us from Lakewood this morning. Good morning, Alex. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, how's it going? Good morning.
Morning, Alex.
Good morning.
Hey, I have a Jigmaster 505 pen, and I was wondering, what would that really be good for? Is that good out on the boats? Is that good for offshore? I mean, or off the, you know, shore fishing?
The 500, the 505, I mean, they're still good reels.
Sure.
I mean, they're that Jigmaster and that 501, the Jigmaster Junior, are they're classics. Don't get me wrong. I still have a handful of them. They're really good 20 to 30 pound reels. Great jig reels. They're easy to take apart, easy to clean. I assume they still make parts for them.
I think they do.
Yeah, I've seen the parts around.
Yeah, it's a lightweight spool, and, you know, it has good line capacity. I would say, in comparison to what's out there, there is newer and better, as there always is, but, I mean, there's been thousands and thousands of local fish caught on your 505s, and they certainly didn't stop working, let's put it that way. You know, with anything, as technology increases, new reels make it easier and more efficient to turn the handle under a load, but you know what? That reel has, I'm sure, still accounted for more fish caught in our San Diego boats than all the others out there, and it definitely didn't stop working. So it's a great reel for fishing the size of fish that we're catching right now with that local tuna. As that fish increases beyond about that 40 to 50 pound mark, it becomes tougher to get it done on you know, single speed gear and things like that. But, you know, one of the advantages that exists in a Pen 500 is they have a slower gear ratio. Now, the 505 is a slightly faster at 5-to-1, where a normal Jigmaster is a 4-to-1. But still, plenty of torque, plenty of power, and a great reel. And yeah, I think that you've got plenty of fishing left out of that thing, Alex.
What would you line it with?
You know, the beauty of a 500 is, just like Mike was saying, it'd fish anywhere from 25 to 40 pound. And right now, if you were going fishing aboard the Tribute, there's really good yellowfin tuna fishing going on. And Mike, I mean, you can fill us in a little better, but it's been kind of a lighter line game for the most part, right?
It has. I mean, if that's the one reel you're gonna spool up for your trip, I'd say 25 pound. You can still pull pretty good on 25 pound, and it's light enough to be able to finesse a bite out of it. One thing, one of our great sponsors is Soft Steel Ultra. We do carry lots of their fluorocarbon on board. And with 25-pound, you can always do a 20-pound leader on it and still have that edge of getting bit when it gets a little bit pickier. And that'd probably be it. It would be 25-pound on it.
Perfect.
Remember when that 505 first came out? I go, wow, high-speed jig reel.
No doubt. Let's put it this way, Alex. It's going to be a perfect reel to get you through and catch you plenty of fish until the budget allows you to buy a brand-new Torium HG. Appreciate the phone call very much. When we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. A big block of your phone calls. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Buying a boat is a big decision, and you don't want to make a costly mistake with the wrong one. This is Pete Giacalone for Kussler Yachts. I've been in the fishing business my whole life. In fact, there are probably many of you out there that have fished with me. Well, now I've taken my boating knowledge and joined the team at Kussler Yachts. Mike Kussler and the rest of our team are true professionals when it comes to finding you the right boat. Just ask Pete Gray. I helped him make the right decision on his new boat after an extensive search, and we can help you find the boat of your dreams. We specialize in sport fishing boats and are the exclusive dealer for Regulator Marine, the finest center consoles on the market. At Kussler Yachts, we know fishing and we know boats, inside and out. We can save you thousands of dollars and get you into the right fishing boat for your needs and budget. Kussler Yachts is located on the waterfront at the beautiful Kona Kai Resort, and you can check us out on our website at KusslerYachts.com. That's KusslerYachts.com. Or give us a call at 1-866-607-5471. Ask for Pete and let me know you heard about it on Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, it's time for our 60-second On the Water Power Pro Seminar, and your next fishing trip, be sure to get that Power Pro advantage. And talking about the advantage of having Power Pro line, being able to fish a smaller reel but still have line capacity that's afforded by having Power Pro, now you can get away with a reel that's smaller, fits in your hands, has a lighter weight spool, which is easier to cast that smaller bait. But when you hook your fish, you've got all the capacity needed to get the job done. My favorite Power Pro for this type of fishing, Power Pro Super 8 Slick. A really good casting line that comes off the reel really nice. Get some 50 or some 65 pound, load it up on your Trinidad 14. You have this perfect yellowfin tuna rig for what's going on right now. Your bait's going to swim awesome, have all the power and all the line to get the job done. Power Pro, check it out at your local tackle store. For more information, check out powerpro.com.
This is Rick Jensen with Sport Fishing Financial. I think most of you get that I'm a fisherman and work with the fishing community, but to understand exactly what Sport Fishing Financial does, ask yourself these four questions. First, do you really know how much money you'll need in order to retire comfortably? Next, do you know how much you'll have to save on a regular basis to reach that number? Do you have a process that includes a proven investment strategy and confidence that the money you save will grow? Last, do you have a plan for how to turn your savings into retirement income? If you don't have good answers to these questions, you're not alone. But you should, and I can make sure you do. In addition, if you own a business and currently provide or are planning on providing a retirement savings plan for yourself or your employees, we should really talk. We offer an outstanding variety of creative solutions that are sure to meet your needs.
Some of our listeners may feel overwhelmed. Others may believe they are already doing the best they can. In either case, I bet Rick can help. Set a time to meet with him and start planning for your personal or business investment success. Find Rick on the web at sportfishingfinancial.com or give him a call at 949-481-1807.
22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro is home to LA's finest open party fleet, including overnights on the Freedom, Catalina Freelance on the Pursuit, half-day trips on the Monte Carlo, and three-quarter-day trips on the Native Sun. Plus, you can charter the Ultra, Spectra, and True Line. There is always plenty of free parking and a fully stocked tackle store. Take advantage of the Wednesday specials on the Pursuit and Monte Carlo, and kids fish free with a paid adult on the afternoon half-day. 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. Call 310-832-8304 or book online at 22ndstreet.com.
If the fish are biting, I'm on my boat, rain or shine. Of course, I wear my life jacket. It's like wearing a seatbelt. Clip it on, grab my tackle box, and hit the water.
Love California, boat California, save California. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
It's time to get outside on the east side and celebrate fall colors, arts, culture, and recreation in the Eastern Sierra. From now until the first snow, there are a variety of activities that capture the essence of autumn. In addition to enjoying fall color viewing, the season hosts fishing derbies and biking events to theater performances, a kite festival, and art festivals. Check out the Outside on the East Side details on the fall colors page at visitmammoth.com. That's visitmammoth.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
XSRF 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
The best NFL coverage is right here. San Diego sports leader, the mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the mighty 1090. Phones have been packed all morning long. If you want to get through, great opportunity. Big block of your phone calls coming right now. And a single open phone line, toll free, 858-457-1090. That's your shot to get through right now. Let's jump into the phones and talk to Joe, who's calling us from Oceanside this morning. Good morning, Joe. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you doing?
Doing great, Joe. Good morning.
Yeah, I have two questions. One for you, Rick, and one for the captain.
All right.
For you, Rick, what could you tell me about the slow pitch system? Is that just a different way to describe the flat fall system? And you were talking about bait on the private boats. In the old days, I guess, well, I don't know that old, but the commercial guys would spray water to kind of give the illusion that there's bait on the surface. Is that something you would recommend for private boaters? Does it work, or is that just a waste of time?
What do you think about the bait question first?
I've seen it. You see it in a lot more of the commercial videos and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen it work. We've tried it. I mean, and it seems reasonable. I've seen guys do it lately. I have honestly never seen it make a noticeable difference. If you think it's working, by all means, spray away. Sometimes that's all that matters.
Good call. And as far as the slow pitch, I'm assuming you're talking about the actual jig, the butterfly-style jig?
Yeah, I guess there's a different one. I think it's out of Korea. They kind of described it. I've seen it on the online.
I would put that into the same category as most of that knife fall style jigs, and I'm sure that it would work just fine. You know, there's several styles of butterfly jigs that are available. You know, what's most commonly sold, overwhelmingly so here, the flat fall jig, but that's like in the butterfly family, and within the family of butterfly, it's like, you know, it's like Ford having an F-150 and a Super Duty and a Mustang and all the other things. So the butterfly family is pretty large, and there's a lot of Shimano products as well as a lot of other jigs by other manufacturers that are similar too. I think that flat fall has become overwhelmingly popular because, one, it has good hooks on it. It's brainlessly easy for us to fish. You know, they bite it so good on the fall. There's no super secret retrieve method. But the Shimano flat side butterfly jigs work really well. They have several different models and styles, and all of that style of jig gets bit. I think that flat fall is just so undeniably good for the type of fishing that we do because it seeks so well when it's falling. You know, that jig will fall, and you'll watch the thing shoot out 6 or 8 feet to the side, and it's just easy. Easy for us to fish. We can fish heavy line. It still pulls off the line on the reel rod. Mike, anything to add to that?
There's no right way to fish it, and there's no wrong way to fish it. It's one of those things where somebody will ask you over and over, what do you do? What's the best way to fish it? Most of those get bit on the sink. But I've seen, it's one of the jigs you'll see a guy come out with a rent rod. And usually in the past, you're like, hey, man, you don't want to use that. It takes a lot of technique. I've seen them get bit completely stopped. I've seen them get bit on the retrieve. They get bit on the sink. Some guys jig them like a rockfish jig. They're extremely versatile. Yeah. There's no wrong way to fish one of them.
$20 or less, and you've got yourself a rad lure to go catch a tuna with. And, Joe, just like you were saying, if it's a bait capacity scenario, they bite that flat fall just great. You know, throw a few pieces of live over, get them growing, and get them on the flat fall. Appreciate the phone call very much. How about next up, we talk to Pablo calling us from Woodland Hills this morning. Hey, Pablo, welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, fellas. Morning, Mike. Morning, Rick.
Morning, Pablo.
So a couple stories, Mike. Last time I fished with you was, I think, the International Star. You ran that, right?
Rest in peace.
Yeah, right.
Yes.
It was a 7-day LA Rod and Reel Club trip from Guadalupe down to Sac Reef.
That was some darn Chip good trip. Bass fishing.
That's cool.
Yeah.
And yellowtail.
And I remember we limped home at about 4 knots.
Oh, that weather? That was fun.
Yeah. Yeah, that was fun. Put on a pot of coffee because I'll be up there for about 16 hours.
That wetter, once we got outside of Punta Baja, was something. We had to try to tie the skiffs down and keep them on the boat.
Oh, wow.
That was
right.
Really, really fun trip, though. Really, really fun.
That was great. I'm going to have to come along and do something with you again. The other question I got for you was, that used to be the holiday, didn't it?
Yes, the tribute was originally built as the Polaris 3 for Bill Pohl, and then once Giffen took over, it was the holiday for 39 years. There's a good chance that if I would have bought it as the holiday, it would have stayed the holiday. Tim Boeklander had bought it, named it the Dolphin 3. The Dolphin series of boats were kind of his thing. It was the first one of Bill Pohl's boats that sold after he had passed. I did run the Excel for Bill. It was the first boat that I ever ran. I did spend a good majority of a decade working with that guy, and what a great guy to learn from, work for, and it seemed very just appropriate to name the tribute after him. I had ran the name by Ingrid Pohl, and she kind of teared up. She said, I think that would be great. So the tribute name on the boat, and there is a lot of Bill Pohl memorabilia as you walk into the galley now. We've dedicated a wall to him and
awesome.
His legacy. But, yes, most people would know that boat as the holiday.
So my first long range was 75 on the holiday with Steve.
I think it's Pablo. I think it's time you got to come back out, check the rig out again.
And how much do you think that AJ was to the rock? 440.
For an 8-day.
Wow. 440 for an 8-day to the rocks and first experience with Wahoo and stuff down there.
That's
but,
awesome.
But it's great listening to you guys. Good luck with the boat, and I'm hoping to get out there soon.
Fun times, Pablo.
Thank you very much. And, You know where to find us.
That's right. Time to get your licks back in on the tribute. Appreciate it very much. How about we jump right back in, talk to Rich. He's calling us from Bradley this morning. Hi, Rich. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hi, Rich.
Good morning.
Earlier, you guys were talking about using a leader to keep from getting bit off on your jigs for the bluefin, and I'm wondering if you could maybe fill in some of the details, like how long a leader, how heavy a leader, and what would be your optimal line size for your main line for throwing those jigs, and what kind of things you would do to get them attached properly so you don't kill the action on the jig.
You know what? It depends on the line size. If you're going to do a leader, chances are if you're fishing a flatfall or something like that, you're already fishing 40 or 50 pound. We did a lot of our leaders this year with 80 pound on up to about 130 pound. You don't want to go too heavy. You will kind of knock the action off. But it depends. If they're biting, they're biting the jigs good. If they're biting in the dark, I say fish the heaviest line possible. And once you get over, I'd say 80-pound test, somewhere in there, even 60-pound, you might want to start crimping it. I would use fluorocarbon if you're going to do a leader. It just gives you that little extra advantage, and it seems to be a little more abrasion-resistant. We did see a lot of flat falls, even with leaders bit off this year, just because of the size of the bluefin. Even a 3-foot leader, the guys are coming up chewed off. So if you're going to do it, if you're going to be casting the jig, make sure your leader's short enough to where you're not the leader's not interfering with your rod tip or anything. But there's a lot of times where we're, you know, rigging up a normal 2.5-3 foot 100-pound leader, and guys are getting bit on the sink, and these bluefin are so big, they're inhaling it, and from the tip of their nose to the back of their stomach is well over 3 feet apparently, and they had no problem chewing them off. So you want to make sure that it's kind of according to the size of the fish, but if you're going to do a leader, don't do a 12-inch leader. You might as well make it 3 feet or 3.5 feet, something long enough to where if it's rubbing on its gill plate during the fight or anything else, it's right. Actually doing its job.
That's good info right there. Appreciate it very much. Does that answer your questions for you, Rich?
Yeah, that's great stuff. You guys coming up with all kinds of little technical details that are really helping filling in the gaps this morning. Great show this morning.
Yeah, thanks. But, you know, we'll say one thing, too. When Captain Ryan Boshin was with us last weekend, he was even talking about the, you know, when they were fishing the Colt Sniper and the small jigs for that smaller yellowfin, about how that, you know, normally it's not... You know, typically, we don't use fluorocarbon in a lure standpoint for the less visible reasons, but for exactly like Mike was saying, for the fact that it has better abrasion resistance. And Boog was mentioning that same thing, that, hey, you know, 90% of the time we would never say it's a necessity. But he had said on that small yellowfin that's been a little bit touchy, that the guy that was fishing with a piece of fluorocarbon on that Colt Sniper undoubtedly was catching fish better. And he said that he was the same thing, went down and had it tied on 30-pound mono like he had all year long and literally put a piece of fluorocarbon on and it was the difference. So it's one of those things that attaching that little piece of fluorocarbon, it definitely isn't going to hurt your game. Whether it's the less visible properties, whether it's the better abrasion resistance, you're only using a couple feet, so I just don't see how it's going to hurt your game at all.
And it's got to be a lot different for a jig that you're swimming as opposed to one that's falling freely and hoping to get bit on the fall.
Yep. You know, those flat falls are pretty heavy. I mean, from 130 gram all the way up to 250 gram is the size that we've been using on that bigger bluefin. And when you get those big ones, it's 160s and 200s and 250, that's a heavy lure. So it's a lot less affected by having a piece of 80-pound or a piece of 100-pound or, like Mike's saying, even a piece of 130-pound on front of it. And it's falling. You know, it's not like you're trying to cast a Tatty A1 near a real small jig that's got a stiff piece of line in front of it. I think the action's going to be just fine.
You know, it's kind of helpful that you have the details on the weight of the line, too, because normally I wouldn't have 100 to 130-pound fluorocarbon with me. But, you know, with the information that you're giving us this morning, you know, I'll make sure that I've got that in my arsenal.
And, you know, the other thing, too, is check with the guys. You know, if you're going fishing on the trip, you can call down a C4th. If it's during the week, you might even be able to get a hold of Mike, you know, when you're calling. And they're always going to let you know the size of gear. Because the other thing, too, that line's not inexpensive. You know, a spool of 130-pound fluorocarbon, it's spendy. Now, fortunately, Seaguar doesn't break down like mono does, so you're going to have it for a long time to come. But if the fishing is all that smaller yellowfin, it might be more important for you to get on the boat with 20-pound fluoro and number 2 hooks. And if they know that that big bluefin is biting out at San Clemente, then it's going to be more important for you to have that 100-pound. But I know if you call down to C4, if you call, talk to Mike, talk to any of the guys, they'll be able to make sure that you're set up with the appropriate tackle for the trip that you're going on at the time.
Well, I think that does it for me.
All right, Rich, we appreciate the phone call very much. Thanks a lot for that. How about we jump right back into him, this time talking to James. He's calling us from Garden Grove this morning. Hey, James, welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. My question's for the captain there.
Go ahead, James.
We were planning on coming down there and fishing with you on the Tribute this coming week. What type of setups do we need to bring?
Yeah, you know what? One thing we were talking about earlier in the show, for the fishing that we've had lately, there has been some days where it's been light line. Well, it's been really, really handy lately. What I've been telling people is anything from 15 to 50 pound.
Okay.
Not something that you normally see without anchovies fishing 15 pound test, but especially with a lot of these cool modern little reels. I mean, 15 pound smooth drags, you can actually pull on them pretty good. 20 pound and 20 pound fluorocarbons kind of been my like hook and hand setup lately. Light enough to where you can get a bait out away from the boat. We've been fortunate, really, really fortunate this year with our bait. And we've had, I guess, small to medium-sized sardines. Any hook size, anything from a 2 to a 2-odd. You always want to have a little bit of bigger stuff with you. You never know when we're going to get that 8 to 10-inch sardine. But 15-pound all the way up to 50-pound, bring your fluorocarbon, bring your jigs, bring your flatfalls, your Colt Snipers. We do carry, like I said, Soft Steel Ultra on board. We do offer free top shots as far as replacing one of your top shots, and the fluorocarbon that we sell on the boat is definitely probably something comparable, if not cheaper, than tackle shop prices. So we usually have you covered, but if you want to make sure you're bringing your gear, a 15-pound rod, if you only have a few, maybe a 15, a 25, and a 30, or 15, 25, and a 40, and we always have loaner gear on board if you find yourself under a gun and you need a heavier rod.
Well, that's great info, Mike.
That's perfect. Thank you.
Now, appreciate the phone call, James, very much. Thanks a lot for that. Now, when you talk about 15 pound and number two hooks, and do you start the day with, you start off the bat with a number two hook because it's been smaller? Do you always try and use the biggest hook possible and go down and scale down as you need to? Do you do it the opposite and start with the small gear and put a few fish in the sack and then try and fish the heavier line? How to put yourself in the shoes of a passenger? How would you approach it if you were fishing tomorrow?
Man, you know what? I especially first thing in the morning, I always say try to go a little bit heavier. And it's really hard to say lately what the stop's going to be like, but there has been some really good fishing, and there has been some bigger fish. Plus side to fishing heavier gear, say you get your first stop in the morning, and we get up, we start looking around, usually into the gray. You get on your first spot of puddling yellowfin, you slide on it, you go into the water with 40-pound. Say 40-pound and a 1-odd hook, which would be about as big of a hook as you want to fish with these sardines lately. They start biting. You get two or three of them. The bite slows down. You got three fish on the boat.
Exactly. You got them quick. You didn't have to worry about tangles. You didn't have to worry about pulling hooks because you got a nice big barb on them.
You, on the flip side, you go into the water with 15-pound. You hang a 40-pound fish. You pull on that thing for, say, 45 minutes, which isn't unheard of here lately. There's been a lot of long battles. You pull on it, you finally pull the hook at the end. The guy next to you fishing 40 pounds got three fish. You got no fish. I mean, there's always that chance first thing in the morning. And listen to the crew. Talk to the captain. We do seminars on every single trip. We will give you guys a rundown, let you know what it's been like. But if it sounds like it's been good fishing and you want to make sure you get a fish or two on the boat, don't start off with your light gear. I mean, that's something you can do later on. It's always fun to catch fish on lighter gear. On the flip side, you slide on the spot, you see that they're boiling up a little bit, you're not getting bit, you wind in real quick, you grab your 20-pound rod, your number two hook, and, you get out there and you get bit.
So you like to go in the water with the heaviest thing you think you can get a bite on first, always.
If there's a chance, especially on a one-day trip where you have a chance of one good stop and you want to take advantage of it, I don't know how often you see it where this guy, you're in a good stop, you put 50 fish on the boat. Everybody's stoked, and the one guy's still pulling on his first fish from the morning. And you look at him, and he's got his 15-pound rod out, and you're like, man, it's sometimes you got to do it, but it kind of, unless you've already got a few fish or whatever you want on the boat, you don't want to get stuck being that guy pulling on that fish for a long time.
And bass gear is meant for bass fishing.
Yeah, there's been a lot of even yellowfin battles this year where they go into the hour and a half mark, and you want to have everything on your side you can, and it's not going to happen with real light gear.
There it is. Good question. Appreciate it very much. Kenny, about 30 seconds left for you. You got a quick question for us, Kenny?
Yeah, and
last week I heard somebody talking about someone, you know, people using old school gear like from the 80s and stuff. I have a Fenwick 9-foot jig stick with a 3.2 Newell 30-pound mono on it. For the smaller grade, you think I would be able to get away with something like that just to mess around with?
You know, you can. We were talking about Jigmasters and stuff earlier. A lot of it still works. We had a guy that came out on the boat last week. He still had his Beachmaster, and there's a Squitter Junior on the boat. And I was looking at it, and the guy goes, "Well, what do you think about that?" And I go, "Well, I honestly think it should be on a countertop somewhere." I mean, and it was all in really good condition.
Sure.
It still works.
Yeah,
there's no reason it can't work. There is some neat tackle out there, but as long as the drag still works on it, by all means, bring it out and keep using it.
Keep saying the same thing. It never stopped working. You know, we caught plenty of fish with it before. That being said, there is just so much nicer gear available for you out there. So can you get one on it? Absolutely, Kenny. But you know what? It's a whole lot easier when you hook one of those things with a Trinidad, or you get an Italic and you can put it in the low gear and grind them home. Appreciate the phone call very much. Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out who's going fishing aboard the Tribute, as well as joining us for that great CCA event October 1st. We got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mighty 1090.
For decades, the Kona Kai has been considered San Diego's premier marina, resort, and spa. Now with millions of dollars in upgrades, the Kona Kai Resort is a destination for travelers worldwide who can live it every day. The docks and services are the finest quality in San Diego, and the Kona Kai is the closest marina to the open ocean. As a marina tenant, you enjoy many benefits, including secured free parking, a deluxe health club, swimming pool, and more. Enjoy discounts at their restaurant, bar, and hotel. If you don't have a boat, there are memberships available at a very affordable price. The Kona Kai Club has been offering members a home away from home since 1953. Members can spend their days on Kona Kai's private beach, meet new people in the club's modern lounge, share a meal with family at Bessel Restaurant and Bar, or pamper themselves in Spa Terra. Check out ResortKonaKai.com on the web for more information, to reserve a slip, or inquire about joining the club. The Kona Resort, like being on vacation every day in your own backyard. What a tuna and yellowtail season last year. Many say the best in 30 years. Could this season be even better? Don't be caught without the right gear. Now is the time to stock up on the trolling lure that proved to be the best. X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala. Every X-Wrap Magnum runs perfect right out of the box. They all have extreme action and a controlled, deep-diving, aggressive swimming motion. The large diving lip partners with premium VMC hooks and an irresistible rattle. The X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala can be trolled at high speeds without rolling or kicking out at depths to 15 feet. Bottom line, the X-Wrap Magnum is the ultimate trolling lure for Southern California and Baja saltwater fishing. With a textured translucent body, internal holographic foil, and 3D holographic eye, X-Wrap Magnums are irresistible to saltwater game fish. Available in a variety of colors and sizes. No matter what you choose, the fish can't resist X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala. Ask your local tackle dealer which is the hottest color and size and start catching more fish. See the entire line at Rapala.com.
When you put on a pair of Maui Jim sunglasses, the world begins to look different. Colors are more vivid. Contrast is clearer. Details are crisper. Wherever your vision leads you, beauty follows. With polarized lenses that eliminate glare and enhance color, Maui Jim sunglasses won't change the world. They'll change the way you see it. Color, clarity, detail. Maui Jim.
No matter the fishing conditions, count on the Seaguar family of fluorocarbon leader material to help you catch more fish. Fluoro Premier has a smaller diameter with the highest break strength. Plus, it is super soft. When bites are tough, tie on Fluoro Premier. Blue Label is tough as nails with incredible abrasion resistance and impact strength. And new Pink Label is the choice for tough light conditions, giving you a little more visibility for better line control. Pick up a spool of Seaguar at your favorite tackle dealer or visit Seaguar.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. All right, the big winner going fishing on a day-and-a-half trip aboard the Tribute, as well as that great ticket to the CCA event, going to Joe in Oceanside. Joe, congratulations. You are going to have such a great time fishing with Mike and the boys. And Mike, can't begin to thank you enough. I know it's not easy to peel you away off of the boat during the fishing season, and obviously Tribute running full speed right now, but we really appreciate you taking the time and coming and hanging out with us and talking some fishing. If somebody wants to get in on this great time, the local summer, the fall time, plenty of opportunities, light loads, and good fishing. How do we do it?
You can always give Seaforth Landing a call at 619-224-3383. The guys are great. Best parking lot, best parking situation anywhere, any landing in Southern California. It's so awesome. Seaforthlanding.com, tributesportfishing.com. And I always urge people, you know, they talk about this bigger fish and what we've been catching, and everybody goes, oh, the yellowfin aren't that big or the bluefin aren't that big. Our Facebook page is loaded with pictures, Tribute Sport Fishing. Take a look at what we've been catching. We always update it. Boat's out right now. Captain Dave Burnside's running it. I haven't heard any reports yet, but fishing for the most part, yellowfin fishing has been very good lately. We'll be out here again. Tonight's trip sold out, but there is room throughout the week. I know next weekend's filling up. We do have a charter Friday night, but I know Thursday night and Saturday night are filling up. There is plenty of room here throughout the week. Seaforthlanding.com or 619-224-3383.
Kudos on you for doing such a great job on your Facebook page. It's fun to watch. It's how I keep up to date, seeing what size the fish are. Exactly as you said, you guys do a great job with lots of photos and lots of fun. And Mike, appreciate it. Thanks for coming and hanging with us. Great fishing, and we wish you continued success as the season rolls on. And hey, we're looking forward to tomorrow. Another great show coming your way. Captain Benny Florentino from Coastal Charters. We're going to be talking new Shimano gear, talking that great bass fishing. Lots of great stuff coming up tomorrow. You stay tuned. Want to say a big thanks to Adam for covering us on the boards, and we appreciate you listening. And look forward to hearing you tomorrow morning right here on Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice on the Mighty 1090. Yeah, steelhead running, honey.